Republicans statewide, and I'm sure Democrats did too, heard a lot about people who say we need to have a safety net to guarantee that people are not hungry and that they have a roof over their head. But unfortunately, in far too many cases, it seems like people are on those benefits longer than they need to be, or they are definitely looking at a system of having shorter-term benefits in place, which are robust to make sure people can get back on their feet, but not the sort of hammock that far too many people believe our benefit system has become. So my hope is that this committee, once again, Democrats and Republicans are going to work together on this, hopefully bring an opportunity to say, how do we work on really reducing fraud in the system? Things that are simple, like having a picture on your ID when you use food stamps, so you can't sell the food stamps or trade it for something that's not allowed under the program. Trying to make sure that we have drug testing, which we all ran on, Governor Walker won, we did too, on that topic, so that we can say it's not about being punitive, but it's about saying, you know, you're not allowed to have those substances when you're on benefits. And obviously, if you're on unemployment, you won't be able to get a job if you're using drugs. So it's really about figuring out a way to right size our benefits so that we can afford them, but also to make sure that we have the integrity in place so that the public never questions the need to have those benefits, but also understanding that they're not supposed to be there forever.